Hi, everyone. This is Siona, and I started, like, perfectly on time today. 44 seconds in. I'm pretty proud of myself. This isn't my usual showtime. My usual showtime is an hour after this. It starts at 11, so a little plug for that, I guess. But I'm sleepy today, and I wanted to start the show a little earlier, and I had the opportunity to. So I'm doing that. But I have kind of like a chill vibe curated for today. Just some, you know, study, sleepy songs. I've had a long weekend. I bet other people have had a long weekend. It was beautiful outside, but that means I didn't really like do much work. So now it's kind of time to lock in, grind. And yeah, so just like a little about the show. I think we'll start with more of a folky vibe and then, kind of take that guitar, ride that guitar into just some slower 11 o'clock songs for the second half of the show. But I'm really excited for it, and the first song is going to be Halloween by Noah Kahan. So enjoy. Yeah, once again, this is Siona, and you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Reform Radio. And first up is Halloween by Noah Kahan.
Sailing away to a place I'm afraid of. The dawn isn't here, the sun hasn't rose. I'm drinking my days with the coastal longshoremen. They got money to make and children back home. And the last that I heard, you were down in New Orleans working days at the print. Drink till I drown and I smoke till I'm burning. Your hands are all over my sin. I worry for you, you worry for me, and it's fine if we know we won't change. Collect every dream in these old empty pockets and hope that I'll need them someday. But the wreckage of you I no longer reside in, and the bridges have long since been burned. The ash of the home that I started the fire in starts to return to the earth. I'm leaving this town and I'm changing my address. I know that you'll come if you want. It's not Halloween, but the ghost you dressed up as sure knows how to haunt. Yes, it knows how to haunt. It's an ode to the hole that I found myself stuck in, the song for the grave that I dug. There's a murder of crows in the low light off Boston, and I see your face in each one. I'm losing myself in the tiniest objects I'm seeing my life on a screen. I'm hearing your voice in a strange foreign language, if only I learned how to speak. But the wreckage of you I no longer reside in, the bridges have long since been burned. In the ash of the home that I started the fire, it starts to return to clear. I'm leaving this town and I'm changing my address. I know that you'll come if you want. It's not Halloween, but the ghost you dressed up as you knows how to haunt, yeah, you know how to haunt. Thank you. you fear that I'm wicked and weary. I know that you fear in the end. But I only tell the truth when I'm sure that I'm lying. So I'm setting sail once again.
Was just Found Forever by Camp. I've just been really listening to it lately, and I don't know, I think it's good vibes. Next up will be Big Sky, Montana by The Arcadian Wild. Fun fact about me is I've actually been to Big Sky, Montana. It's probably like 5, maybe younger, if we're being honest. We were visiting some friends and we decided to road trip from Wisconsin to Montana, and we stopped there, and I don't really have any other memories other than that, but I don't know, just think that's interesting, but it's also a great song, so enjoy. Originally, I wasn't going to talk after this song, but something just came to mind that I had to share, which is that Friday morning, it was like 40 degrees, and I went and I jumped into the lake nearby, and it was an amazing feeling, you know? I felt like my bones were clean, and I think that's the only way I can describe how cold that water felt, but I really think that this song feels a very similar way. to that feeling. So, you know, if you are hoping to jump into a cold body of water but not in a situation to do so, you can just listen to that song and repeat, which once again is Big Sky Montana by The Arcadian Wild, and next up is Feathered Indians by Tyler Childers.
Of her thigh, there are little feathered Indians where we tussle through the night. If I'd known she was religious, then I wouldn't have came stone to the house of such an angel. Too fucked up to get back home. Looking over West Virginia, smoking spirits on the roof, she asked, ain't anybody told you that them things are bad for you? I said, many folks have warned me, there's been several people try, but up till now there ain't been nothing that I couldn't leave behind. Hold me close, my river just to hold you tonight. Well, my heart is sweating bullets from the circles it has raced like a little feathered Indian calling out the clouds for rain. I go running through the thicket, I go careless through the thorns, just to hold her for a minute, though it leave me wanting more. Hold me close, my dear, sing your whispering song softly.
There's a voice that pulls me stumbling through a symphony, and the less of it I need, the more I get, till I'm swept up by the shape of all the centuries, like an echo in the chambers of my chest. I think she fears I'll be a servant to my history, or worse, a slave to someone else's misplaced doubts. So I try too hard to kill what's out to kill me, till I'm blind and hiding in the lion's mouth. And the words she aches to hear pour through my canyon, and they're singing in the caverns of my limbs. No, I do my best to try to understand them. They only follow me like vultures in the end. I once read that I should write something worth reading, or I should do something worth writing about. And as my ears, they buzz like bees upon the ceiling, I start to pour a little more than I'm allowed. I said our hearts know deeper seasons than our memories. She said this harvest might sustain us for a year. Of all the thousand ways the world could tempt me, I never met a better fighter than her fear. So as I try to breathe the air that she is breathing, and we dance a lightless dance upon my floor, I am burning to tell her she's all I'm needing. But I'm drowned out by all the noise outside the door. Well, carried by the current of the morning, miles below the surface of the dawn, this is not the place that I was born in, but that doesn't mean it's not the place where I belong.
That was just Bees by The Ballroom Thieves, and next up is Almost Gone by My Terrible Friend.
Good.
Was just Boulder to Birmingham by the Wailing Jennies. It's a beautiful cover, but to me, I don't know, it feels more like it should just be, you know, it's hard for me to believe it's a cover, that's how good it is. So now we're at a solid half point in the show, and from now we'll be switching over to a little bit just less folky, but still kind of mellow, a little bit more of the indie vibe music. But first, it's time for your favorite part of the show, which is our our little announcement, which is, are you looking for love this Valentine's Day? That's too bad. Anyway, on Friday, February 16th, Apple Jam Productions is putting on their annual Valentine's Day cover show. Come on down to the Crane Room at 8 p.m. to see some amazing Tufts musical acts. The event is for Tufts students only. Speaking of love and apples, did you know there was an old wives' tale in New England that if a young woman peeled an apple in one strip and tossed it over her shoulder, the letter it formed on the floor would be the initial of her future husband? Now, I didn't believe this, so I had to try it out for myself. And when I tried it, my apple peel spelled out WMFO. This has been a public service message from Apple Jam Productions and WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Next up is Pancakes for Dinner by Lizzie McAlpine.
Don't wanna be forward, don't wanna cross a line, but if I were to crash in this plane tonight, I'd want you to know this. Don't wanna say too much, intrude on your space, but if I were to crash and I never made it home, I'd want you to know this. Oh, and to tell you is too scary, so I'll just say something else. And I wish that you could hear me when I talk to myself. But this plane might not land safely, so what the hell do I have to lose if I just tell you? I wanna eat pancakes for dinner, I wanna get stuck in your head, I wanna watch a TV show together, and when we're under the weather we can watch it in bed. I wanna go out on the weekends, I wanna dress up just to get undressed. I think that I should probably tell you this in case there is an accident and I never see you again. So please save all your questions for the end, and maybe I'll be brave enough by then. Don't wanna say something wrong, don't wanna be weird, but if you're still in love with her, I think that I'll leave it there, and I won't ever tell you this. Oh, 'cause to tell you is too scary, so I'll just say something else. Like, how was fall semester, and what was that song? Shout. What do I have to lose right now? I wanna eat pancakes for dinner, I wanna get stuck in your head, I wanna watch a TV show together, and when we're under the weather we can watch it in bed. I wanna go out on the weekends, I wanna dress up just to get undressed. I think that I should probably tell you this in case there is an accident and I never see you again. So please save all your questions for the end, and maybe I'll be brave enough by then. Or maybe I won't ever say what's in my head. No, I won't have to say anything. You'll say it instead.
There's still coffee on Sunday mornings. They're still falling a sleep terrain. There's still bakeries and flower shops, and seeing a familiar face. Was there a lovers meeting each other? Was there a song that make me cry? I'm convinced there's still a little good left to find. There's still letters, hope you feel better. Still a thousand books to read. They're still smiling at a stranger. Still a thousand left to me. Whilst we're laughing at friends retelling stories of the days gone by. I'm convinced there's still a little good left to find. Still heavy, still not ready. There's still news too hard to bear. There's still losing, and days when moving feels like pulling out your hair. If you're still feeling there's some type of meaning in these days that convinced there's still a little good left to find.
That was just A Little Good Left by Lily Williams. I played one of her other songs off this album last week, and it really is just beautiful, and everyone should go give it a listen. She released it right before, at the end of December in 2023, so it's still fairly new, and yeah, I think she should get bigger, so everyone go listen. So that was just a wonderful, beautiful, happy song, and I guess next up is a song that's exactly the opposite of that. So next is Sick by Baby Fuzz.
Drove off in into the sunset, drinking Bud Light, singing, living on the prayer. Hey, when all his childhood dreams get put to rest, maybe in another life you'll get somewhere. But in the end, we all burn out like cigarettes. Now I'm singing a song for you. Childhood dream that won't come true, but I'm somewhere out in the Midwest chasing mine. So if you're feeling blue, I'll light up a match for you, Edwin. Send the world up in smoke tonight.
From your mouth, the hazel hounds move south to meet you here. Sky gone a certain shade of blue, the kind that heaven's fixing up for you. Boy, that your fire desire's true, raw hands heartbeat into the smoky view.
Trying to be a plane for a surgeon for a better
That was just Warm Glow by Hippocampus, and today is going to be a little bit of a Hippocampus double feature because next up is probably also by Hippocampus. Enjoy.
What are the odds that in this timeline you give me your heart but drop and break mine? Look in our phone number one, are we all? Likelihood's high but I'm here for it anyway. This was bound to happen, if not now then someday. It was nice calling you babe for are. He's probably kissing her like I used to. Probably missing her like I still do. Every single day, probably. She's probably telling him what she told me. Probably telling him that he's the only guy that she'll ever love, probably. And I'll never love another like you, probably. First I was surprised to fall in as hard as I did, felt that nice. But these aches and pains have stayed past their welcome. Nothing's guaranteed, no. We were meant to be, just leave my heart in pieces. That's my destiny. Probably kissing her like I used to. Probably missing her like I still do. Every single day, probably. She's probably telling him what she told me. Probably telling him that he's the only guy that she'll ever love. I'm probably better off loved and lost, but probably should have known the cost of gambling all of myself on all of you. I probably thought you felt the same. I'll bet you probably love the game even more than you love me. And I'll never love another like you, probably.
That was just Probably by Hippocampus. I remember when that album came out. It came out and then I had my radio show in about 2 hours. So, no, less. Sorry, it came out and I had my radio show in an hour. So I listened to it and then I redid my entire playlist for that night because I just needed to play that song. Speaking of feeling like you need to play that song, a song. Last week I was listening to my friend's radio show and he played this song that I've been obsessed with ever since. Shout out Daniel. So it's going to be the last song we're listening to tonight, and that is Red by Jaguar Sun. Enjoy. that is it for the show tonight. I guess ending 3.5 minutes early, so my podcast and my playlist, I guess, just wasn't the most accurate timing-wise, but that's okay. I hope you enjoyed. If you really liked my taste in music and you're usually up at this time, my usual show is Sundays 11 to midnight. Not this week, but any other week I'll be there. So enjoy the rest of your evenings. This has been Siona, Carpool Lanes, and you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Have a good rest of your night.
Kitchen window, and I take all my clothes off, take that bottle of champagne, and I pour it on my head, feel a cascade through my hair and across my chest, and the phone rings, and it's my mother, and she says, "Hi, honey, how's Boston?" And I stand there, all alone on New Year's Eve, buck naked, drenched in champagne, looking at a bunch of strangers, looking at them, looking at me, looking at them, and I say, "I'll find Mom!"